Is baptism a mere symbol of rebirth? Is it a prize for attaining a certain amount of faith? The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for May is Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism. It's written by regular guest Pastor Charles Lehman. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism. It's time to play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 31st of May. We've got four soundbites lined up to play for you. And your part in this little game that we play with our listeners is simply to listen and then to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. It's talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so on this Friday afternoon, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the listener with the best vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Uwe Simonetto. He has a message for Vietnam veterans coming off of Memorial Day.
Thank you. I would say thank you. You've done your best. If your leaders and if your voters, your population have let you down, you have done what you had to do. And they should take heart of that. We live in an imperfect world, as we know, and especially as theologians, we know that. And there's another thing that's very important that I also keep telling my Vietnamese friends. We are not the lords of history. Somebody else, thank God, is the lord of history. And the Vietnam vet who thought he had been, who had flipped off God because he thought God had left him alone and that had abandoned him in Vietnam, should take heart that the lord of history has not abandoned him, but has actually been on his side and suffering alongside him in Vietnam.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Uwe Simonetto, his message to Vietnam veterans. Should it be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Include your city and state and the reason you're voting for the soundbite that you're voting for, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Stephen Hine. We were talking about the hymn, O Day Full of Grace, and here he is answering the question, when is the Day of Grace?
There was a sign on a famous seafood restaurant that was always so humorous. It used to say on one wall, free crab tomorrow. For those, of course, who were broke and loved crab, of course, there was no good news in that at all because tomorrow never comes. The Day of Grace, for those who are listening, loaded down with guilt, with a sense of lostness, the Day of Grace is today. The Day of Grace is every day, and the Day of Grace is forever.
That's soundbite number two. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. We were talking with her about the testimony she had recently given in Illinois before the legislature, before a committee of the legislature on same-sex marriage. Illinois, of course, is considering the possibility of same-sex marriage. Here she is answering the question why some Democratic legislators actually oppose gay marriage.
Is this committee really prepared to go to the south side of Chicago in neighborhoods that have never seen a father? And are you really prepared to tell those people that kids don't need a mother and father? That fathers don't matter? You're going to tell them that? And my colleagues, I'm there reading my testimony and so on. My colleagues are looking around the room, and they told me that a lot of the sort of rich white liberal types who are in the room start snickering about that point. You know, they think that's very funny. But when they looked further, and saw the African American legislators who were there, they're sitting there going, yeah, they're nodding. They're nodding in agreement, while the white legislators are smirking. So I think that tells me that kind of struck a chord with them, that they know that fathers do matter, and that saying all you need is two moms, that's somehow going to solve things, the problems that they face in their community. They don't buy it. They're not buying that. So for that reason, plus the very deep religious convictions that people have, they're not going along quietly with this, inevitable march of history. It's been quite interesting to watch from a distance.
That's Dr. Jennifer Oback Morse, Why Are Some Democratic Legislators Opposed to Gay Marriage? That's soundbite number 3. If you would like it to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or you can vote for soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, get ready to vote, because here is soundbite number 4. It's Pastor Tom Baker. We were talking about the Tower of Babel, and I asked him the question, where is Jesus in that story of the Tower of Babel?
Jesus, I have no trouble seeing at all as the one who comes down. Remember, the word says, let us. And it's the same phraseology you found in Genesis, let us make man in our image. And I have no problem, since all three persons are mentioned in the very first three verses of Genesis 1, that the Tower of Babel is all about the work of Jesus preparing now to go through Abraham, David, and Judah until Mary is told by the angel that the Savior is going to be born for the purpose of dying for our sins and rising for our justification.
That's soundbite number 4. Pastor Tom Baker, where is Jesus in the story of the Tower of Babel? Now it's your turn. You've listened. We've played the soundbites. Now you vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. There's space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That will go to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. And you have a choice between these four. Soundbite number 1, Dr. Uwe Simonetto's message to Vietnam veterans. That's soundbite number 1. Soundbite number 2, Dr. Stephen Hine answering the question, when is the day of grace? That's soundbite number 2. Soundbite number 3, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse answering the question, why are some Democratic legislators opposed to gay marriage? Soundbite number 3. Or the last one, soundbite number 4, Pastor Tom Baker, where is Jesus in the story of the Tower of Babel? That's soundbite number 4. So is it going to be 1, 2, 3, or 4? 1-877-623-6943. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan, gathers to receive our Lord's gifts in word, baptism, and supper every Sunday morning at 9:15. Bible study at 11. Join us at 4219 Park Lane in Door, or visit us on the web, epiphanydoor.org. Christ-centered, cross-focused, historic, confessional, liturgical, Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan, epiphanydoor.org, 616-681-0791.
You're 14 days away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, May the 31st. We're coming to you live, and we need your votes to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites we've played for you. Soundbite number one, Dr. Uwe Simonetto's message to Vietnam veterans. Soundbite number two, Dr. Stephen Hine answering the question, when is the Day of Grace? Soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse answering the question, why are some Democratic legislatures, especially in Illinois, opposed to same-sex marriage? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, where is Jesus in the story of the Tower of Babel? You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters, get to vote first. You're on the phone. You're waiting in line. We'll take your calls first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email. You can vote that way as well. We get those emails right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page right now and you can vote there. We get those in real time as well. Include your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And the best vote this Friday afternoon will get the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. We had some visitors in the studio earlier today. The only two ways to get the LPR bundle package are to either play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, like we're doing right now, or to come by the studio in person. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Mike is listening in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin, and I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues Etc. It's a great resource. And I'll have to go with probably Tom Baker's I'm so highly distracted here at the moment. I have to go with Tom Baker's Tower of Babel passage there. And the reason for that is I appreciated what Pastor Baker had to say, but it's really because of the Lutheran lectionary. And I just can't tell you what a theological goldmine the Lutheran lectionary is. What it did, the Lutheran lectionary, it grouped the passage in the Tower of Babel with the Acts passage, Pentecost, concerning speaking in tongues. And I had never considered grouping those two together before and, you know, allowing them to illuminate one another. And that's something that's not done in the evangelical church. They don't use Old Testament passages hardly at all, except to, you know, cherry pick a phrase here or there. So anyway, my vote is for that passage concerning the Tower of Babel, but my real thanks go out to the Lutheran lectionary. It's just a theological goldmine.
Mike, thanks for listening in Kansas City. He sounds like he's got a little company there as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email here in the studio with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Up next in St. Louis, here is Tom. Hi, Tom.
Well, hi. And, of course, one of them is my soundbite, but I'm voting for Jennifer Robach Morris because I'm even looking at the internet right now, and Illinois is still not able to vote for that same-sex marriage. And the way she reasoned, I think, really had for the inner-city pastor some great thoughts, and I really appreciated what she had to say.
Tom, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Nicely voting for Dr. Jennifer Robach Morris. Soundbite number 3, why are some Democratic legislators opposed to gay marriage? Still plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Stephen in Elmont, New York, says he listened to all 4 sound bites. He says, I wasn't impressed by any of them as powerful, meaningful messages, but being a Vietnam vet myself, I'll vote for soundbite number 1, Dr. Uwe Simonetto, on his message for Vietnam vets. He says that message was appreciated. Thank you. And thank you for your service, too, Stephen in New York, and thanks for listening. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Is it soundbite number 1, Dr. Uwe Simonetto's message to Vietnam veterans? Soundbite number 2, Dr. Stephen Hine, when is the day of grace? Soundbite number 3, Dr. Jennifer Robach Morse, why are some Democratic legislators opposed to gay marriage? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Tom Baker, where is Jesus in the story of the Tower of Babel? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Carrie listens in Alexandria, Minnesota. Carrie says, I vote for Stephen Hine because I love hearing that the day of grace is right now, today, and every day for all of us. It's not tomorrow, but today. Carrie, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Minnesota. Let's see what Andy has to say. He's calling from Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. I hate to disagree with Tom Baker, but I'm going to vote for his soundbite, and the reason is perfectly selfish. I was teaching Bible study before Pentecost, and this idea came up about the Tower of Babel, and how is the Holy Spirit connected to that? And I said, well, that's simple. And gave exactly the reasoning that Tom gave, just as at the creation, the Lord says, let us go and let us descend to Babel and confuse their languages. The Holy Spirit was involved all along. Thank you.
Andy, thanks for listening in Kirkwood. We got soundbite number 1, Dr. Uwe Simonetto, his message to Vietnam veterans. Soundbite number 2, Dr. Stephen Hine, when is the day of grace? Soundbite number 3, Dr. Jennifer Robach Morris, why are some Democratic legislators opposed to gay marriage for perfectly reasonable reasons? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Tom Baker, where is Jesus in the story of the Tower of Babel? Still time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That's going to the listener with the best vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This is the last day of May, and that means it's the last day that this tremendous book, Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism, will be our Issues Etc. book of the month. It is a short book, and it's easily written. It's not a dense theological tome on baptism, but is thoroughly scriptural, thoroughly faithful to the Lutheran confessions. And if you don't know what Lutherans believe about baptism, it's one of the big things that people often don't understand about the Lutheran Reformation is its view of the sacraments. If you don't know what Lutherans believe, it will tell you. And if you do already and you want a primer, you want to deepen your understanding of baptism from the Lutheran perspective, Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism, is the book for you. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism. Let's go to Jan, who listens in Atlanta. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor. I am voting for the third soundbite, Dr. Roback Morris, for a couple of reasons. One, because there seems to be a discourse. They are considering why they want to either implement or reject this referendum. It's not like a knee-jerk. And the second reason is that reasoning is subordinate to their faith. And, this is an aside, but I think that, it would kind of compound sexual immorality to allow this referendum to go forward.
Jan, thanks, and thanks for listening in Atlanta. Matthew in Niles, Illinois says, my vote is for Jennifer Roback Morris because I never thought about gay marriage legislation and redefining the family in the context of American inner cities where there is a true crisis of the family. Why would we want to create this disaster throughout our land through gay marriage? Paul in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, I vote for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris as well. It's important to note that significant social issues such as gay marriage and abortion do not necessarily follow political lines as we continue to stress a biblical perspective in a non-judgmental manner. Many voters will press their elected officials to support legislation that truly does have a positive impact on family integrity. Paul, thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. The winner this week, according to your vote, is soundbite number 3, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris. Why are some Democratic legislators actually opposed to gay marriage?
Is this committee really prepared to go to the south side of Chicago in neighborhoods that have never seen a father? And are you really prepared to tell those people that kids don't need a mother and father? That fathers don't matter? You're going to tell them that? And my colleagues, I'm there reading my testimony and so on. My colleagues are looking around the room, and they told me that a lot of the sort of rich white liberal types who are in the room start snickering about that point. They think that's very funny. But when they looked further, and saw the African-American legislators who were there, they're sitting there going, yeah, they're nodding. They're nodding in agreement, while the white legislators are smirking. So I think that tells me that kind of struck a chord with them, that they know that fathers do matter, and that saying all you need is two moms, that's somehow going to solve things, the problems that they face in their community. They don't buy it. They're not buying that. So for that reason, plus the very deep religious convictions that people have, they're not going along quietly with this, inevitable march of history. It's been quite interesting to watch from a distance.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes. Soundbite number 3, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, why are some Democratic legislators actually opposed to gay marriage? Mike in Kansas City, if you would send us your mailing address, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Just send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org. Folks, 2 weeks from today, and that is hardly any time, we're going to be kicking off the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This is our very first Issues Etc. conference. It features some of our best guests and great topics. Dr. Rod Rosenblatt of the White Horse Inn, Pastor Will Whedon, he'll be talking about classical Christian worship. Chris Rosebro of Fighting for the Faith, Making the Case Against Postmodernism in the Church. Suzanne Venker will be there talking about modern feminism. Alvin Schmidt talking about Islam, and I'll be making the case for confessional Christianity. It's a 2-day conference, June the 14th and the 15th, right here in Collinsville, Illinois. You can register online, issuesetc.org. Look for the logo for the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. And by the way, you can also find a bulletin insert that, if your congregation still has space there, you can just stick it into the bulletin at issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org clicks support, I believe, and you'll find the bulletin insert there. It also comes in a bulletin blurb form. Help us advertise the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference coming up in 2 weeks, June the 14th and the 15th, right here in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.